Welcome. This is Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony blog on the internet, talking to you from my mobile studio. And I'm starting this conversation, or this dialogue, or this monologue, in a bit of a fluster because I wasn't quite sure how to begin it. My interest in saying anything at all was sparked off by Bernie Goldbach, Top Gold on the internet. And his remark that in Ireland and Britain there was a difference from the United States about the right to roam and about rights of way. I felt suddenly that I had something to contribute, because when I came back to Ireland in 2005, I was very disappointed to find that there wasn't the same freedom to walk across land and along coastline in Ireland as there was in Britain. I had found and discovered how incredibly rich are the pathways in the UK along which you can walk, the stiles over which you can climb, and the bridleways also along which you can ride a horse, basically. But my experience in the UK, the parts that I knew well, there were loads and loads of walks across the landscape, many of which crossed farmers' fields or went around farmers' fields. And the countryside code was something I was familiar with. Now, some of my experience was working for the National Trust, which held land in perpetuity on behalf of the nation. So a lot of land in the UK, especially around the coast, is owned by the National Trust, and this ensures that you can walk along some of the most beautiful stretches. I think it was in about 1963 that the National Trust commissioned a survey of the coastline in the UK and came up with a result that one third of the coastline was already spoiled in terms of natural beauty. One third of it wasn't particularly beautiful and worth conserving, and one third of it was. So, and then the National Trust set out to purchase as much as possible, or receive as donations as much as possible of the coastline, so as to provide people with the right to walk along the coastline. So I was used to being able to enjoy the countryside whenever I liked. I was never very far from a pathway. I was never very far from a right of way. And then when I came to Ireland in 2005, I discovered that there wasn't half as many would be wrong. There wasn't 1/20th as many pathways that you could walk on. Now, this is not to say that there aren't any in Ireland, and I'm talking now about the Republic of Ireland, not Northern Ireland. There weren't half as many pathways to walk on. It was difficult, by and large, to find a place where you could walk freely without trespassing on somebody's private property. I came to speculate that perhaps when the land became privately owned by Irish small farmers at the end of the 19th century and into the 20th century, that the land was in effect given to the tenants of the land without there being any rights of way protected. But for whatever reason, Ireland is very different. And I just wanted to highlight that. And I would love if there was a movement in Ireland for the opening up of more land so that people could enjoy the landscape. There is some movement in that direction, but it's moving very slowly, and that's a disappointment to me. I guess that by the time I came to walk on the land in the UK, which I landed in the UK in 1975, but when I came to walk in the landscape there and walk on coastline and walk in woodland, the right to walk very freely on the land was well established. So I suppose it would be reasonable to expect that it'll take another 100 years or so, maybe 70 or 80, 90, 100 years, before there'll be the same right to walk, right to roam on Irish landscape. The countryside is pretty good here in Ireland in terms of its natural beauty. There are many places that are beautiful. And it is a bit of a shame that they can't be enjoyed. And I do believe that it would do a lot for the local economy if people could walk more easily on the land here in Ireland. I mean, by that I mean that if there were the equivalent of the Pennine Way, the equivalent of the ways along which you can walk in, say, the Cotswolds or in the Downs, or even in... Oh, look, I can't name them all now. But I believe that bed and breakfasts along the way would be given extra business from walkers who were walking along long-distance walks. But above all, it would be the people of Ireland who would gain from the ability to walk more freely. I don't know what to do about it. I'm not a huge walker. I'm not anything like, you know, Pilgrim Chris or All One Word or Turbo Stream or... I'm probably forgetting. Oh, yes, Daylight Gambler. These are all people who, over in the community or in one of the communities on audioboom.com, these people are serious walkers. These people, you know, do podcasting while they're walking. And these people help people to feel more enthusiastic about getting, you know, proper boots and proper waterproofs and going out and seeing what it's like to be exposed on the landscape and enjoy the views and enjoy the changeable weather that you get while out in the country in this part of the world. So I'd like to thank Bernie Goldbach, Top Gold, on all social networks, I think, including bad social networks. I'd like to thank him for making a sort of side remark which reminded me of something that I used to be very frustrated by. I used to feel angry when I came first, and I've mellowed in my views. I've become more inclined to say I'm disappointed than I'm angry. But no matter what I say, the issue remains to be debated properly in Ireland. And I look forward to the day when it'll be much, much easier to enjoy the countryside here. And this is Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony Blog on the Internet, thanking you very much for listening this far, and all the best for now.